You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Genetically modified salmon to be introduced in Chile. Aqua Bounty's Marketing and Sales Vice President Henry Clifford will visit Chile by mid-November to participate in the first workshop of genetically modified salmon. There, he will speak about the technology developed by his company, which has created a GM specimen that the company expects to sell for human consumption, although it faces a strong rejection of consumer groups and environmentalist organizations. Aqua Bounty developed the Aqua Advantage salmon, combining a growth hormone gene from Chinook salmon and the DNA of the ocean pout and transferring it to fertilized eggs of Atlantic salmon. This caused salmon to reach their commercial weight in 18 months instead of the 30 months needed by traditional salmon, so the producer would save large amounts of money in food. Clifford will also make reference to the steps taken by the company for the Food and Drug Administration of the U.S. to approve their GM salmon. Several organizations, among them Friends of the Earth U.S., have opposed this initiative and highlighted the effects this salmon could bring for the health of human beings and the potential risk to the GM salmon escaping the farms and contaminating the genes of wild fish. To illustrate the dangers, environmentalists and consumers organizations call the salmon Frankenfish, making reference to the main character of the novel Frankenstein, and also to the 2004 movie with the same name that told the story of a monstrous fish that had been genetically modified. While the company states that the consumption of this salmon does not represent any risks, there is not enough evidence that shows its safety. In addition, the company cannot confirm that the natural cycle of the species will not be affected if the GM salmon escapes to the wild. Meanwhile, in Chile, the Ecoceano Center, an organization based in the capital city of the country, warned that not all the information about the development of this salmon is made available to the public, since the FDA has allowed Aqua Bounty to keep background information about genetic modifications as industrial and commercial secrecy.